Welcome to the podcast of the European Reference Network GuardHeart, the ERN of rare and complex heart diseases in both adult and pediatric patients across the European Union. My name is Nienke. Today our guests are Professor Sabino Eliseto and Dr. Andrea Silvia Giordani from the University Medical Center of Padua, Italy. Professor Eliseto is the main representative of the hospital in ERN GuardHeart. Welcome, Professor Eliseto and Dr. Giordani. Andrea, can you tell us briefly about your city?
Yes, of course. First of all, thank you for this kind invitation. Well, Padova is a middle-sized city located in the northeast of Italy in the Veneto region. It's a very comfortable city to live with good weather, but most of all, it's full of cultural and artistic heritage, such as the Cappella degli Scrovegni by Giotto and many others, and is rated as one of the best cities to live in terms of quality of life in northern Italy, but also in Italy in general. And it is located quite close to the mountains, the Dolomiti Mountains, but also to the sea, and it is especially quite close to Venice, which is of course, another very interesting city to visit and with a lot of artistic heritage to show. Padova is a student city. Actually, I train my career and also my cardiology training here in Padova. And I have to say, I have to mention that the University of Padova is one of the most ancient in the world. So we have a very strong tradition of university city and student city.
Thank you. Andrea, can you tell us something about your hospital? What is the main focus?
Well, of course. So Padova Hospital is a third level teaching hospital that hosts almost all kinds of medical specialties, ranging from surgery to clinical specialties, and is a referral center for Veneto region, but for Italy in general, because we accept patients that are referred from not only Italy, but also external regions of Europe, also thanks to the ERN collaboration. In Padova, we have a high specialization in many branches of medicine, amongst which I have to mention cardiology as one of the most important. And in Padova, we have 22 different ERN networks settled down and here we can confirm that we have a variety of medical conditions, different patients and cases. So as a clinician working in Padova, I have the privilege and the opportunity to work on rare diseases and to be involved in a structure that promotes excellence. I would like to say, if I can, that this hospital is committed not only to clinical activities, but also to research and teaching activities. And I also would like to mention the collaboration with institutes of translational science that put into practice and into active research new discoveries and research. As a clinician working here, I have the opportunity to have access to clinical and organizational tools that make clinical everyday practice quite easy, also dealing with rare and complex diseases within the ERN. Especially, we have access to third level diagnostics tests, and I would like to mention access to genetic screening, which is key in many of the thematic areas covered by the GuardHeart ERN. We have the possibility to screen the whole family when a patient is affected, and we also have the good opportunity to collaborate within multidisciplinary teams with experts ranging from pneumology, rheumatology, pediatricians, geneticians. And finally, I think I can say that we are also a center which is referral for heart transplantation in northern Italy. So we accept patients with cardiological conditions, both for pediatrician and adult heart diseases that are managed here in our teaching hospital. So, I think I gave a presentation overall.
Thank you. Professor Eliseto, why did you become a member of the ERN and in which thematic areas you are in?
I think that what Andrea explained represents the basis. Our hospital is an hospital that covers at 360 degrees all the diseases, mostly, or I should say, almost everything. And in this context, the interest for complex diseases, difficult cases, has become day by day, year by year, one of the major tasks of the hospital in general. And cardiology does not represent an exception. In cardiology, there is a sort of variety of interest, but if we go closer to the rare disease, there is a big interest in any kind of cardiomyopathies. Just to give an example, arrhythmogenic ventricular dysplasia is since ever the object of a major interest, or diseases like Brugada, or other diseases that in any case are characterized by the complexity of the clinical picture, the difficulty to understand the pathophysiology, and those that are commonly considered relatively rare disease.
Thank you. Andrea, may I ask you, what can you contribute to the ERN?
Yes, of course. Well, joining the ERN, I think, is a good opportunity for us, but is also an opportunity for the whole network itself. First of all, because the experts that are working here in Padova are put into contact with the experts from other centers in the world, so we can have an easy way to share our knowledge, our skills, our expertise with the other centers. So this is a very good way to share competencies and skills. Secondly, I think that a really good contribution we can give to the network, to the ERN, is the possibility to set up new registries that are key to gather information when we are dealing with rare diseases, such as the diseases that Professor Iliceto just mentioned. And finally, I think that a very good contribution is the possibility to discuss as a team with other clinicians and experts in the field, difficult cases. So you know that sometimes as clinicians, we can feel puzzled when we are dealing with difficult situations. Sometimes we don't know what to do. And having the feeling that we can be part of a network and we can share our opinions and skills with other clinicians is really helpful for us, and I think also for the network itself. So I see the ERN as a good contribution, both for us and both for our center to grow.
Yes, and do you have specific expectations from the ERN?
I think I can answer. So the main expectation I have is to grow, and this growth can be seen as different levels, both personally, like for me as a clinician, because of course this is a very good way to learn, and we know that knowledge is power sometimes, because when I learn, I feel empowered and I feel able to give my patients a better quality of care. But secondly, this growth can be seen also as the center, like Padova Hospital, because the improvement of the standards of care necessarily passes through collaboration and networking. Like we are in 2023, and networking now is key of our daily practice. Also, I think that, again, to face complex situations, my expectation is that being able to work and cooperate with other experts will make my clinical practice easier, and also be a facilitation also for patients. Learning can be seen as a way of finding new risk markers for diseases, to find new possible therapies for diseases, for guiding research in this field. And I think that this is my main expectation. So to develop a culture of putting our center, Padova Hospital, in a perspective of a network, and also not only for clinicians, but also for patients. I have the expectation to be able to empower patients through education and let them know that there is somebody taking care of them, that their disease is not neglected, that we are actively doing something for them, also being part of this network in a European level.
Thanks a lot, Andrea. Then I would like to continue with some personal questions, and I would like to start with Professor Eliceto. With the first question is, where did you train and who was your most important mentor?
I was trained in two sides, I should say, because I got my graduation at University of Bari, and during my training in cardiology, I shared my time between Bari and University of California in San Diego. Bari is a city located in the southern part of Italy. It's a nice city, very nice on the sea, just in front of Greece. Wonderful weather, very, very, very nice place. It's in Puglia that is now becoming more and more famous from the touristic point of view all over the Europe and world. I was trained, as I told you, in Bari and in San Diego. And the two mentors are those that have give me the most important lessons, namely Professor Paolo Rizzone in Bari. He has been also part of the European Society of Cardiology organization when he was still active, and Professor John Ross Jr., that was the chief of cardiology at the University of San Diego in California. And I think that the two most important lessons learned are, from one side, to pay attention to medical history. It seems strange after so many years. Nowadays, we are in full of technologies, but medical history is the fundamental part of any kind of understanding of a disease. And the second lesson was to be organized. Each thing that has to be done in the daily life or in the organization of what has been given to you in terms of possibility is to be based on understanding, detailed analysis of the situation, planning, organization, and go home. So these are the most important things of my life when I was young.
Thank you. Andrea, may I ask you, where did you train and who was your most important mentor?
Yes, of course. Well, Padova is not my hometown. I come from Verona, which is quite close, but I studied medicine in Padova, and I also completed my training in cardiology here in Padova, in the same city. And I have to say that during my cardiology training, I had the opportunity to join a fellowship in the cardioimmunology of the patient clinic that is running here in our hospital, where I met my mentor, one of the most influenced clinicians that I met during my career, with Professor Elida Caforio, who is an expert in myocarditis and inflammatory cardiomyopathy, especially rare forms such as giant cell myocarditis, sarcoidosis, and eosinophilic myocarditis. And I think that I learned from her one of the most useful lessons, so that enthusiasm and curiosity are key to be a good clinician, because curiosity is essential to learn and knowledge is necessary to cure well our patients. So I think that, yeah, I think that this is the main lesson I learned.
Thanks. Then something completely different. What is your favorite sport, Dr. Eliceto?
Ski. I like to ski, even if I come from a sea city. I've been all my life on the water. I like very much to ski.
Very nice. And Andrea?
And I'm completely different, because I will say my answer is swimming. Because even if I learned how to swim as an adult in my 20s, it became my favorite sport, much more than jogging. I really enjoy swimming. So
that's very strange, because if you think that someone that comes from the south of Italy, where sea is the most active interest, myself, like ski, and Andrea that comes from the north, where sea is not present, like swimming, like nice because it's so.
It's very funny indeed. And what is your favorite holiday destination, Andrea?
Well, I will. My answer is the seaside in general, and I have to say that I can mention Tuscany region in Italy, where there is a place where I used to go when I was a child with my parents, which is a Grosseto, which is not as fancy as other holiday destinations in Italy, but I really recommend it because very very good water, very good sea, and beaches also.
And your favorite holiday destination, Professor Eliceto, is it somewhere in the mountains?
Dolomites, of course. Dolomites, because I like ski, I like mountains, and Dolomites are fantastic. Not surprising and considered patrimony heritage of the UNESCO. And the hilly part of Italy, so Tuscany, Umbria, are very, very attractive from my point of view. Relaxing place. Relaxing
Beautiful.
place.
Yes. Well, thank you both for answering the questions and for joining this podcast. And I would also like to thank everyone who listens to our podcasts and see you next week. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.